Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
I'm pretty sure I don't have an account, but it's 49442. Who am I speaking with again?
It's Ivy.
Ivy. Oh, how you doing, Ivy?
Oh, I can't complain, sir. And you?
Well, I have a $69.97 purchase on my card, and I didn't authorize it. And it's from you guys.
And what was the first and last name, sir? I'm sorry.
Thomas, Thomas, Weimer, Weimer. What is the place? What is this place?
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors, and the vendor's name would be on the bank statement, sir. And please verify the address.
Reynolds.
Okay, thank you for that. And I see that you have the Melody Pods and the Melody Watch, which is a smartwatch.
Yeah.
It would have been on a 14-day trial basis. And if the customer calls us within the 14 days to let us know how they like the watch and how they like the pods, we offer them a discount for keeping them, or they simply cancel the account and return the products. And since that was not done, you're being charged for the full amount.
Really?
Which we can offer you a 35% of a refund off of that if you purchase the shipping and handling charges.
But I already paid the shipping and handling charges. It said it was a free, it was supposed to have been a free item. Wow. I did an online survey through Walgreens, and instead of giving me the $50 gift card that it was offering, that popped up and said something about the headphones. And I said, well, screw it. I guess I'll pay the shipping and handling for the headphones. And then it offered me to look at this watch, and I tried to look at the watch, and it ended up ordering the watch instead of letting me view the watch. I didn't even want the watch. And I didn't see anything about no sending it back and all that stuff. Where was that at?
You would have had to check the box that stated that you were over the age of 18 and that you understood the terms and the conditions, and it would either given you a clickable link to the terms and the conditions or a brief paragraph, or the terms and the conditions would have been at the bottom of the page in the term in the trial clause, in the trial offer clause.
Right. So you're saying the $69 was me purchasing the watch and the headphones?
Yes, sir. And we can offer you a 50% of a refund off of that.
And I would have to send them back?
No, sir. You get to keep them.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely want a refund. Or whatever that is, 50 cent back. Because, yeah, I didn't even understand the terms and conditions. I thought I was just doing a survey and paying shipping and handling for the... I was supposed to get sent a link to my what? My email or phone number? I don't understand where was the link.
It would have been... It would have been on the website where you placed the order, sir. It would have given you a clickable link, which would have gone to the master site where the terms of the conditions come from.
Right. But it was so small, I didn't see all that. Well. Wow.
on the car.
The headphones are okay, but the watch was kind of crappy.
You're supposed to monitor your sleep levels and
right,
your steps and
Is
there
this
I have the confirmation
number.
Is this
going to be pending?
Sir?
Confirmation number?
Yes,
excuse
sir.
Me?
The confirmation number for the refund and cancellation, sir.
Is it being sent to my phone number? Or?
I would be verbally giving it to you, sir, and I'm on recorded line, sir. I have to verbally give you the confirmation number, but an email will be sent.
Well, what do I have to do with this confirmation number?
You don't have to do anything with it, sir.
Oh, okay, okay. It's just confirming the transaction?
Yes, sir.
Or the refund or whatever? He said
yes,
it'll be sent to my email as well?
Yes, sir.
Do you already have the email from the account, or?
Yes, sir. It'll be sent to the email that is on the account.
Okay. I was trying to ask you, though, is it going to be, like, pending for a couple of days or a week or?
The 50% refund will be sent to the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay, well, I appreciate your help.
And the confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 1610635.
One more time, C what?
C is in Charlie, 1610635. Yes, so that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Is there anything
right,
else to visit you with?
Nope, I appreciate it. You have good rest of your night.
And same to you too, sir. And thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Have a good one.